about municipal issues affecting them. I think that is largely how local government elections should go. I'd like some of your thoughts on some of the candidates. But you should see them this morning here together in our big broadcasting area where we have our live events, socially distanced, of course, and with all protocols and procedures in place. These candidates were collegial and polite and considerate and actually quite happy to see each other. Of course, there is the passion in the arguments, but I think that if voters and people see how politicians actually treat each other, we may actually treat each other quite differently. All we see when we see politicians engaging with each other is the theatre of parliament, the theatre of the legislature on that platform, heckling across the aisle. It's the distance that we see them communicate and heckle and throw taunts and insults at each other on social media. And I do that with my friends as well. If I'm not seeing you in person, it's easier for me to throw an insult. But face to face, away from a debate platform before the show goes to air, when they saying hello before the show starts, Dick Chumie's best buddies. And that's what's lost, I think. That what's lost is that we're all in this together, in this country. Whether you live in this country, a vote in this country, a resident, a citizen of this country, we're all in this together. We all know what the problems are. And we have different ways and ideas to solve those problems. The politician that I have the best relationship with, I kid you not, represents a political party and policy that is so opposed, so different to my beliefs. And they know this, that I would not ever support them at an election to action out their policy. Pieter Groenewald, leader of the Freedom Front Plus. He and I have a very, very good relationship, the best of relationships. It's Christmas messages and send regards to your family. Jordaniel Lewis started in politics around the same time that I started in journalism. I have much respect for him. Fadil Adams, my brother Fadil Adams. His views often do not sit well with me, but I appreciate his passion and his deep love for his community. Nazir Polsa of the EFF, also, but radical for me, but still a decent, collegial, and respectful relationship. And I think we need to go beyond just the insults of particularly party politics. I know it affects people personally, and the politics is personal, but you don't have to take the politics personally. So I'd like your thoughts then on your perception of some of the candidates that have been on Refuel We Show over the last 3 hours. Everyone from independents. You had Wandile Kasibe of the EFF, Hanif Lunat, he's an independent. You had Fiona Abrams, she was representing the ANC. You had Jordaniel Lewis, Fadil Adams, Brett Herron, all on air with us. So I'd like your perception, your thoughts on the politics of the day that you heard throughout the last 3 hours. 021-446-0567. You can drop me a WhatsApp. 072-567-1567. The lines are open.